This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. The GI Bill has just turned 70. It's hard to overstate its role in shaping post-World War II America. Now, the bill enabled so many returning veterans to go to college, and those without high school diplomas turned to the General Education Development Testing Service, better known as the GED or High School Equivalency Exam. Marketplace's Nancy Marshall Genzer takes a look.
When FDR signed the GI Bill on June 22, 1944, he called it
a second Bill of Rights.
With that signature, FDR created a huge new market for the private company behind the GED test, which had been created a few years earlier. Of course, in those days, it was mainly taken by returning troops who didn't have a high school diploma. Today, it's different.
So now we've got the GED heavily weighted toward a prison population.
Lois Quinn is an education researcher at the University of Wisconsin.
So the prisons become the greatest customer of the test.
Quinn also says more teens are taking the test after dropping out of high school, but some are questioning the GED's value. Christopher Swanson is vice president of Editorial Projects in Education, which publishes Education Week.
To the extent that there are more people with a high school diploma, then that would put, you know, folks with a GED at a disadvantage.
Even the military now prefers recruits with a high school diploma over those with a GED. In Washington, I'm Nancy Marshall Genzer for Marketplace.